Hey, what's up? This is Leo for Actualize.org, and I want to ask you the $100 million question. And the $100 million question is this: if you had $100 million right now in your bank account, you woke up with $100 million tomorrow, what would you do? And here's the trick to this question. First of all, I want you to actually go through and actually think it through, actually visualize it, try to experience it. But do it along the following lines. $100 million is in your bank account now. And ask yourself, if you woke up tomorrow, what would you really do knowing that you had that money? Sure, you'd go probably go out and you'd buy yourself a nice car. And then what would you do? You would go maybe rent a yacht and sail out into the ocean and have a party. And you'd probably go buy some expensive champagne at some fancy nightclub. And then maybe you'd go travel to some favorite country that you've always wanted to travel to. And maybe you'd buy yourself that dream house that you've always wanted. So you'd buy that. And maybe you'd move to the city that you want to live in, or the country that you want to live in, and you'd settle down there. And then you would decorate your house full of all the fancy gadgets and electronics that you would want, your TVs, DVD players, game systems, audio systems, kitchen appliances, whatever it is that you wanted. You would do all that. And you'd get yourself some nice health insurance, and you'd buy, if you have kids, you'd buy your kids some nice toys that they could have fun with. And if you have a spouse, you'd buy them some gifts and do some good for them. But then after all of that, let's say you have a month to really sit down and use all that money or some chunk of it. After that, you're still sitting on $100 million. And what would you do then? The question is, what would you actually be doing with your life? What would you be putting your effort and energy into? Would you be putting that into some sort of cause? Would you be doing something creative? Would you be doing something productive? What would that be? Sit down and just think about this little thought experiment. It's a little bit silly, but if you sit down and really think it through, almost as though you have it, trick yourself into believing that you have the $100 million and that you've gone through and you've bought the fancy cars and the houses and all the gadgetry and you've done all the traveling you want to do. And now it's kind of like the next day. You wake up, you've got the cash, you've done all this stuff, you've gotten that taken care of. And then what do you do then? And that is the $100 million question. This is a really powerful question. When I asked myself this question, and I got rid of some of all that filler, like what I would do with that money. I would buy myself a nice camera, and I'd buy myself a better car, and I'd move to this place, and I'd buy myself a condo. After all that, I just imagined myself, sitting in that condo that I would have in some high rise somewhere, some nice city. And then I would just kind of wake up, and then I would think, what is the next step for my life? And I really pictured it. And for me, what I came up with was that I would be doing what I'm doing right now, is that I would be traveling and I would be shooting videos and I would be studying self-development the way that I am right now. And then I would be presenting that information to people out there like you that would hopefully get some benefit out of it. And that for me, there's really nothing I would rather be doing than that. I scanned all the different scenarios. Do I want to start some other company? Do I want to launch a new website? Do I want to maybe become a professional X or a professional Y or a professional Z? Do I want to just sit around and party? Do I want to go buy myself a yacht and travel to the Caribbean? What would I do? For me, it ultimately boiled down to the deepest satisfaction that I would get is pursuing self-development, because to me that's the most interesting thing that I've found in life. And that's personally just me. It doesn't have to be you. For you, it might be something else. You know, maybe for you it's art, or maybe for you it's running some sort of charity, or maybe for you it is travel and all you want to do is travel, or maybe for you it's playing some sort of sport or whatever. But the $100 million question stands is, what would you be doing with your life? And then the trick is, of course, once you've identified that thing, is to really have the courage to go out there and do it. Because that's what's really difficult. Because, of course, you don't have that $100 million. And so you still have the bills to pay, and you still have your boss nagging you, and maybe you don't have health insurance, etc., etc. So you have your issues that are basically you're limited by the money, right? Maybe you don't have the capital to start the business that you want to start. But the $100 million question, the value of it is that it gets you thinking, and it gets you to cut out all the filler. Because right now there's this tendency to think, well, you know, if I had a little bit more money, I would go do that. And if I had a little bit more, I would go do this. Or what you do is you create projects and endeavors for yourself that are just about getting you money. But then the question is, what would you do when you had that money? You know, maybe you want to start a business right now, and you want to start a business doing something. But ultimately, if you had $100 million, you wouldn't start that business, because that's not something you would be doing just for the sake of doing it. You're only doing it because you want the reward for it, the money that would then get you to someplace else. The question is, what is that ultimate place that you're trying to get to? And for me, what I've really figured out as I've done this exercise, and I really, really imagined it and visualized it and almost lived it. Like, I would wake up in the morning and I would just picture myself having that money, and then picturing myself like being totally free, like free of all the obligations. I would cast aside all my obligations, and then I would really just focus on what I want to create, the kind of impact that I want to have. And for me, that is self-development. I want to study it. I want to understand it better, because the way I understand it right now, even though I've been studying it for a while now and I do coaching, etc., I feel like my level of understanding of self-development is still very, very minuscule compared to what it could be and compared to what I want it to be. I really want to understand how human beings develop and all the strategies and techniques involved, all the challenges involved. And also, I just want to see how far I can develop myself, because for me, that's the most rewarding part of life, is being able to grow by doing new and interesting things and pushing myself and seeing how far I can get and seeing how much satisfaction I can get out of life. So that is my purpose, so to speak. The question is, what is yours? And I really encourage you to take this $100 million question to heart and think about it. Think about it as though it was real. And have the courage to cast aside what society wants you to do, what your parents might think you should be doing, what your spouse might think you should be doing, all of that. Cast all that aside and just ask yourself, if you were free of all that, if you were free of all the social pressures, all the financial pressures that you have in your life, what would you be doing? And if your answer is that you would be doing nothing, or all you would be doing is traveling, or all you would be doing is partying and using this money to buy gadgets and stuff, I think that you fail to appreciate the depth of the challenge there. You think that the stuff that you're going to acquire with the money is going to make you content, but really, bypass all that, because that's bullshit. It's not going to make you content. You know better than that. You've gotten stuff in the past, and you know that it has never really satisfied you. The only thing that satisfies you is what you're doing. It's the action that you're taking towards something. The question is, what is that thing? And for everybody, it's going to be different. The question is, what is it for you? So if you had $100 million, what would you be doing? Lately, I've been thinking a lot about what it means to be 100% authentic in your expression, and what it means to live a life where you're expressing yourself at 100%. I feel this is something that most people don't do, and I think the people that are able to do this are able to tap into some sort of genius, or they're able to create results that most of us are not able to even match or come close to. And that's because these people, what they're able to do is they're really able to share who they are at their very core, and whatever it is that they're doing in their life, whatever their career is, avocation, whatever, their job, they're able to channel that and have their job express who they are 100%. Now, what does that mean? To me, it means whatever your deepest values are, whatever you love in life, being able to do it, do that thing, and have it express yourself. So it's like the full expression of your personality. Let's say you were working at a job where you didn't have to hold back at all, right? You can be just completely 100% creative and just put forward and just bring out. And what you're bringing out ultimately, on some level, it's certain standards that you have, but ultimately, if you can get past all the filler, like what other people want you to be putting out, what maybe market research tells you to be putting out, what surveys tell you to putting out, what economics tell you to be putting out, like what's going to earn you the most money. If you get rid of all of those filters and you just are left with like what you feel is most valuable to be creative in, and you're able to bring that forward and bring it out and somehow manifest it, that is what 100% authentic expression is. And I think there's a lot of power behind that, but the problem is that most of us are not in a position to really be that expressive. And I don't mean just like going and being an artist. That's not what I'm talking about. You can be running a business, you can be working for somebody else, it doesn't really matter what you're doing. The question is it an expression of your deepest personality, like who you truly are and your deepest values? And I think for most people, the answer is no, because first of all, they're either stuck into some job that they're just doing just to pay the bills, or they haven't really taken the time to do the deep soul searching that you got to do in order to even know who it is that you are, what your values are, to like really get down to the core of those, clarify them, and then find a medium or a vehicle to translate them to the world. So maybe if you're an entrepreneur, then for you, that's starting a business. And maybe you don't even care what kind of business it is. You can express your values as an entrepreneur by starting some sort of business and then just like running that really well. So maybe that it's that. Or maybe if you're an artist, then there's a certain, you know, a certain something that you want to share with the world, a certain something about you that you want to express, or a way that you're looking at the world around you, and you want to express it in a certain style. And so being completely authentic to that style and not holding back because you're not worried about how someone might judge it, whether they'll like it or not, or whether they'll buy your painting or not. You don't care about any of that. You're just so comfortable in it that you're able to express, just express, without any sort of attachment to getting validation or feedback from society or anybody else. And I think this is a really difficult thing to do this completely authentically, like 100%. Because, well, in reality, that you do have these issues of, well, am I gonna get paid for it? How am I gonna make ends meet? You know, what if people don't like it? How is that gonna reflect on me? What if people think my art sucks? What if people think the way that I run a business sucks? You know, putting yourself in that kind of position where you can do this, where you can totally express yourself, is very challenging. It takes a lot of balls. It takes a lot of courage to put yourself on that kind of out there on the line, because you do run the risk of being rejected. You might even run the risk of being hurt financially as you do this. I think the challenge in life is finding a way to get yourself in this kind of position where you're able to express yourself authentically. First, that means you got to know who you are authentically. So you have to do a little bit of soul searching. It's not something that you can just get in one day. It's something that you got to go out there and test stuff out. And through a process of trial and error, ultimately you're going to peel that onion back. You're going to peel the layers back until you get to the core of what your purpose is. And once you've got that core, then that is like the first step. So now you have some sort of idea of what you should be moving towards. Then, of course, there are practical challenges to all this. Even if you know what you should be expressing and what that means, it's still a challenge to put yourself practically in the situation where you can do that without being beholden to other forces, right? So maybe you care about what your parents think of you. Maybe you care about what your spouse thinks of you. Maybe you care about what your friends think of you. Or maybe you just care about the money that you're getting. And you feel like you have to weigh your creative output with the amount of money that you would be receiving for it. So maybe you feel like being 100% authentic would be rewarding for you. Like spiritually, it would feel nice, but it wouldn't pay the bills at that level that you want it to pay at. You know, maybe you wouldn't be a millionaire if you did it. Maybe you'd only be making $50,000 a year. Or maybe you feel like you wouldn't even be making that. Maybe you feel like you wouldn't be able to make any money doing what it is that you really love doing. I think the power, though, is to summon the courage and then, of course, use your logic, use your intellect, use practical things that you understand, tools to kind of put yourself in a position where you can be there expressing yourself, hopefully getting rewarded for it financially, and also not caring what others think of you. I think that's ultimately the most rewarding position to be in life. And the trick, though, is figuring out how to get those pieces all fit together. And that's a large puzzle to solve. That's not something that you can solve in a week. It's not something you can solve in a month. This is probably going to be a multiple year long endeavor for you to get this handled. Maybe it's going to take you a decade to get it handled, maybe even more, because you got to do some deep soul searching, figure out what you want. Then you got to actually start putting the action steps in place to get yourself there. Maybe that means that you got to start a business that's going to earn you enough money so that you can be financially independent, so that then you could do what it is that you want to do. But I think the power of this concept is that once you get yourself in a position where you can be completely authentic, just expressing who you are, that is like the core, because there's something that you can bring to the world, given your unique experiences and your beliefs and your skill sets and your personal history and psychology, that nobody else on the planet can do. You know, and whether that's being manifest through business or through a job that you have, through some sort of career, or whatever it is that you do, volunteer work, doesn't really matter. There's something there that you can share with the world that will be of value, and that's like your personality, right? Manifest through some sort of lens, like a job or whatever. And I think it's really powerful that once you get aligned with that, and you get all the elements in your life aligned with that, then you can start achieving amazing things. You can start feeling really rewarded and great about yourself, not because you're earning money, but because you're having the kind of impact that you want. And it's not even so much about impact, it's just that you're just like expressing. It's just like a full natural expression. You feel so good about that, that almost nothing else is even necessary. But ironically, what happens is that when you are that expressive, usually what happens is that stuff starts aligning with you and you start getting more and more success. It like just starts snowballing because you're being so expressive. People are drawn to it because you're sharing something unique that nobody else is offering. And then that all of a sudden puts you in a position where you have prestige, you have authority, you have value, so you can charge more, and therefore the finances come into place as well. And then you get your independence, and then that just lets you express yourself even more. And so you get this snowball effect going. Now, that is the ultimate goal I think I have for you if you are interested in life purpose and finding your life purpose and getting on track with your life purpose, is finding out what it is that you want to express and how exactly you want to express it, and then putting the action plan into place for getting that going. So maybe you're just starting this, or maybe you're already halfway into it, and there's some extra steps you need to take to move it further along. Either way, I encourage you to think about what kind of true expression you want to have in your life.